I suppose it comes to an end. We probably fell a wee bit short overall. The mood in the camp is we probably underachieved for the year. We never really kicked on after the Cork game. We didn't really turn our eyes towards the league. We struggled, but today, yeah, I suppose the keeper getting sent off for UCD was a massive boost. We were able to change things about and really bring the game to UCD. Four in any league is a big, big scoreline, especially in this one. So when it goes to 4-1, it's kind of throwing the dice at it, really. But I'm glad we got to do it anyway, and we give them a right scare in the end up, and that's what it's all about.
Because they're a good side, and they can look forward to the playoffs now. But as you say, it's not that long ago, a few weeks ago, Harps were challenging for a playoff spot, but just didn't happen in the end.
Of course, and, you know, especially, it's like a graveyard league, really, I suppose any league is, but you're playing 36-odd games, you can't afford to lose two in a row. Like you might be able to lose one, but you can't afford to lose two in a row, because you end up in a wee streak of not getting out of it, and then all of a sudden the playoffs are away on you. And the way this league is, you go from fifth to maybe ninth in 3 weeks, and it doesn't sum up your season at all where we finish. But we have to take our medicine high, and we need to look forward to next year straight away.
Yeah, and how have you found it yourself, Joel? You've been in there, a mainstay at the back. There've been a few changes, players coming in and out, but you've been fairly consistent in there.
Aye, well, I suppose coming in from Letterkenny Rovers, I knew it was going to be a step up, big time. But I was glad Kev gave me the chance. He was able to trust me in there. And my aim for the year was to be the first name on the sheet, really. You have to allow for people coming in and out, as it's such a heavy schedule. And today, especially, coming on as a defender, you don't know if you're going to get on or not, and you just have to be ready all the time, which is keeping everybody on their toes, which is a massive, massive bonus for the team.
Yeah, because on Monday night, you set up your cousin Shawnee for the goal, and then tonight, when you came off the bench, you really did make an impact, and your deliveries from set pieces are always a threat as well.
Yeah, I suppose that's something it's an old cliche one, but it's something I put a lot of effort into. Set pieces and dead balls and stuff like that. I know it's centre half, but being able to add that kind of delivery to the team is massive. And I know Monday was absolutely so special for the Bradley family, I suppose, and especially Shawnee. I thought he more than deserved it.
Right. So a wee bit of a rest now, time to just take stock of things, and a deserved rest, because as you say, it has been relentless.
Absolutely relentless. It's the same for every team, I suppose. You don't want the break, being honest. You don't want it this soon. But listen, we've got to take our medicine, as I say, and we'll take a back seat now, and we'll watch how the Premier League unfolds and the Cup Final unfolds. I'd say some of us might even head up to that to see where we're at. But bottom line, really, is I feel like we underachieved. I think that's the mood in the camp. It's a long season, yes, but it's the same for everybody, and there is no excuses, really, come the end of the year.